Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Information from Superintendent Elisa Carter of Region 1 indicates some more COVID cases at Sharon Center School at HVRHS. A family member at Sharon Center School, a staff member, has tested positive for coronavirus COVID-19. That individual has never been in the building and has no contact with any other staff member or any students. The staff member has not been in the building since January 20th and will remain at home in isolation quarantine according to preferred CDC protocol. Because the individual has not been in the building, there's been no close contact within 6 feet or 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period with students or staff at the school, so there's no need to close classrooms at this time. At Housatonic, the student in Cohort C, who they wrote about January 16th as being presumed positive, did receive a positive test result. All Cohort C students and staff members who've been in close contact with the student have been contacted and will remain in quarantine according to CDC preferred protocol. A staff member who was in close contact with the student in Cohort C has received positive test results. That individual has had no contact with other staff or students since January 16th and will isolate per the preferred CDC protocol. In Hillsdale, an investigation that lasted nearly a year into a robbery and assault that took place in February of 2020 has led to the arrest of 4 people, all 4 charged with first-degree robbery, Class B felony, second-degree assault, a Class D felony, fourth degree conspiracy, a Class E felony. Shane Bradway, 20, of Copake, turned himself into the sheriff's office with his attorney, arraigned in town court before the judge, was held on $2,000 bail, later released after posting that bail. Zachary Willis, 23, Craryville, turned himself into police with his attorney. He was arraigned in court and held on $15,000 bail. He was later released after posting bail. An unidentified male from Copake, who was 17 when the incident took place, turned himself into the sheriff's office. He was issued an appearance ticket to Columbia County Youth Court. And an unidentified female from Palinville, who was also 17 when the alleged incident occurred, turned herself in with her attorney at the sheriff's office. She was also issued an appearance ticket to Columbia County Youth Court. The case was first reported to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office in February of 2020. State lawmakers in Connecticut are going to consider expanding workers' compensation to include coronavirus disease as a work-related illness. The Labor and Public Employees Committee voted to draft legislation yesterday to provide COVID-19 relief that will propose the expansion of workers' compensation coverage. The contemplated legislation will also cover other pandemic-related subjects as hazard pay, worker safety, health care, personal protective equipment, according to Representative Robin Porter of New Haven and Senator Julie Kushner of Danbury, the House and Senate co-chairwoman of the Labor Conference. Meanwhile, in Hartford, legislation is being proposed to establish a state police division to investigate hate crimes and other criminal acts committed by extremist groups. State legislators on the Public Safety and Security Committee voted yesterday to draft the bill 2 weeks after an insurrectionist mob attacked the U.S. Capitol in a deadly attempt to stop Congress from certifying the Electoral College victory of President Joe Biden. Out of New York, State Governor Cuomo makes it clear he wants to reform New York's unemployment insurance law. At his budget address this week, the Democratic governor is pushing for changes in the state's unemployment insurance system that would make it easier for part-time workers to qualify for more benefits while simultaneously reducing employees' contribution to the system. As part of the $193 billion budget proposal, Cuomo included a piece of legislation that would expand unemployment insurance eligibility for those who are able to secure part-time work. The measure would take advantage of improved technology to track work by hour instead of by the day, a move the governor's office claims will eliminate a disincentive for the unemployed to seek part-time work. Luxury short-term rental and real estate development group aims to share the wealth. Daniel Duss, a founder and managing partner of Shared Estates Asset Fund, said he has found a way to bring the county's former Gilded Age mansions within reach of the middle class as affordable short-term luxury rentals and, more importantly, as investment opportunities. The vision involves rehabilitating Berkshire cottages. Those are summer estates built by some of America's wealthiest families from 1880 to 1920 and redeveloped them into short-term carbon-neutral luxury rentals. In November, Shared Estates announced the pending acquisition of an Egremont estate, Applegate Farm, which it plans to rename in honor of Elizabeth Freeman of Sheffield, the first black female slave to successfully sue for her freedom in Massachusetts. Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee today at 11 o'clock. That is a Zoom meeting. All that information is on the website. Coming up tomorrow, William Schlesinger, President Emeritus of Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, will examine the regional impacts of rapid climate change on the eastern United States, including implications for food, forestry, disease, and sea level rise. For more information on this Zoom event at the Scoville Library, which is free, scovillelibrary.org. The event starts tomorrow at 4 p.m. D.M. Hunt Library has a Zoom event this Saturday and next Saturday, Music with Warren Whitaker. Register at the huntlibrary.org website or on the library's Facebook page. The Sharon Playhouse Gala is going to happen tomorrow evening. It's a glittering virtual party beginning at 8 p.m., a celebration of the past, present, and future of the Playhouse, exciting celebrity performances and appearances, performances by Playhouse alumni and Broadway's finest, including Debbie Gravett, Wanda Houston, Paul Kreppel, Amanda Lee Laverne, Trevor Martin, Rex Smith, Haley Swindell, Nicholas Ward, the Youth Ensemble, and others. Also appearances by Allison Engram, Kevin Bacon, Blair Brown, Jane Kaczmarek, Kira Sedgwick, and more. Ticket donation for this event, $25 per household. Tickets and more information, SharonPlayhouse.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day at 31,176.01, the NASDAQ at 13,530.92, and the S&P 500 at 3853.07. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.